Right, just coming up to 5 to 6 on Five Live Drive, away from Brussels for the moment. The Chancellor has admitted he made mistakes over his budget after being forced into a U-turn over proposed cuts to disability benefits. George Osborne told the Commons that he'd listened and learned and had dropped plans to make further welfare cuts after the resignation of Ian Duncan Smith as Work and Pensions Secretary. But he rejected his former colleague's charge that the government's fiscal targets risked dividing society.
We do ask more from the well-off. Look through the measures. Measures on dividends, lifetime pension allowances, stamp duty on second properties, banks and hedge funds, and a host of measures to tackle evasion and avoidance. Yeah. The IFS, which has been quoted a lot over the last 4 days in these budget debates, said, I'll give way after I just quote the head of the IFS who said this, the very highest earners have seen significant tax increases. And I think that has been a reasonable thing to ask of the most well-off when faced with such a budget deficit, because we are all in this together.
Yeah. George Osborne there in the Commons this afternoon. Kevin Brennan is Labour's Shadow Minister for Trade and Investment, joins us now. Hello.
Hello there.
John McDonnell, responding to that statement, called for Mr Osborne to resign. Do you agree?
Well, I think at the very least, and this is a point I made in an intervention on John McDonnell, actually, in the House, to dispel the impression that George Osborne's simply putting his personal political ambition ahead of the national economic interest, which is effectively what Ian Duncan Smith said in his resignation letter when he said his policies were political rather than the national interest. I think he should make it clear that he isn't going to stand for conservative leadership when David Cameron stands down, as he said he is, and he's going to concentrate on his job as Chancellor of the Exchequer, which is to look after our national economic interest. I think that's the very least he should do.
So you don't accept that he's trying to balance the books and by doing so make further welfare cuts, because that's what he promised in his manifesto?
Well, he can't even tell us, 6 days after he delivered his budget and a year after nearly a year in office, he can't even tell us where he's going to get the £4.4 billion that he was going to take from disabled people's benefits, from these so-called PIP benefits, how he's going to pay for that in his projections to come over the next few years. Is he going to take that money from education? Is he going to raise taxation in order to get hold of it? Is he going to miss his surplus that he's forecast, that very few people believe is possible, including most of the experts? So it's an absolute mess, really. Well, after his budget, he can't even tell us where he's getting the money from.
Well, what he said is he'll reveal that news in the autumn statement. If we look at Labour's position now, he would argue he's desperately trying to get the country into a position of surplus. Presumably, you've not got the same argument, so you wouldn't have to save £4.4 billion because you'd rather spend it.
Well, in fairness, he said he's got a long-term economic plan, and I think, as John McDonald pointed out, it unravelled within 3 days. His long-term economic plan now seems to be able to come up with the figures he thought he had last Wednesday in 6 months' time in the autumn statement. Now, in answer to your question, the Shadow Chancellor has made it absolutely clear that we will have fiscal rules, but we won't approach running the economy through using austerity as a political rather than economic weapon. We'll approach running the economy through investing in order to grow the economy so that it can produce the tax revenues, the sorts of tax revenues that George Osborne has failed to produce. Because by now, remember, he told us that he would have wiped out the deficit by 2015, by last year. And of course, he's failed to do so because his economic policies have failed.
Is that a political weapon to try to balance the books?
No, and I think John McDonnell has said that of course everybody over the cycle, over the economic cycle, has to aim to balance the books, but you can do so by investing in the economy in order to improve our productivity rate, which has been falling, in order to improve our balance of trade, which is awful at the moment, to rebalance the economy towards making things again and manufacturing and away from consumer spending and only relying on financial services. None of those things which the Chancellor said he was going to do is he achieving, and he's not hitting any of his own targets in relation to
the deficit.
And now his budget's unravelled within a few days, and he's having to kick it 6 months into the future to be able to tell us how he's going to raise the money for his plan. So I think overall that's a pretty shambolic situation.
How do you react to his statement today saying that spending on disability benefits is higher than under the last Labour government?
Well, with a great deal of scepticism, as most people have, and of course the IFS figures indicate that there's a real terms reduction in the amount of money that's been devoted to supporting disabled people. So I think a proper analysis of what he's saying, it will indicate that that's actually a real...
So you're saying Labour spent more on disability benefits than the Conservative government is planning to do up till 2020?
Well, I think that when Labour was in power, we absolutely recognised the need to reform disability benefits. What we didn't
do... Did you spend more?
Can I just answer this point? What we didn't do,
30 seconds.
Well, what we didn't do, which he's done, and which Ian Duncan Smith accused him of doing, is use the money taken from disabled people in order to fund tax cuts for the better off.
Well, did you spend more on disabled people than the Conservative government currently are planning to do?
In real terms, the Conservative government's plans will represent a real cut, and that's been confirmed by the Institute for Fiscal Studies.
All right, Kevin Brennan, we'll have to leave it there. Kevin Brennan's Labour's Shadow Minister for Trade and Investment. Any thoughts on what he's had to say? You know the number, 85058 at BBC Five Live.